Superior intelligence on the enemy did not always guarantee a Civil War commander victory. He had to have the tactical skill and courage to act on what he knew. But intelligence certainly helped. A general who had bad information and lacked the will to fight was certain to fail, as Lincoln would soon discover with George McClellan. By the beginning of 1862, McClellan's army had turned Washington into an armed camp. Quartermaster troops had built more than 400 new structures. Military tent cities surrounded the capital. 150 bakers baked 50,000 loaves of bread a day for the troops. And roads into and out of the city were clogged with marching infantrymen, galloping cavalrymen, and horses pulling wheeled artillery, ambulances, and commissary wagons. The city took on a rougher edge, with surly northern yeomen replacing distinguished-looking southern gentlemen, buildings appearing shabbier, government structures like the Washington Monument remaining unfinished, and streets reeking with mud and manure. McClellan, throughout the fall and winter of 1861, had feared the rebels in Manassas intended to cross the Potomac and attack him at any time. The rebels feared just the opposite, that McClellan planned to attack them before 1861's winter set in. McClellan planned no such move. Indeed, complaints grew in Washington that he might not move at all. The general had posed for a formal photograph with his right hand thrust into the front of his uniform frock coat, a not-too-veiled effort to look like Napoleon, which succeeded, with the press soon calling him the young Napoleon. McClellan certainly acted the part, riding into Washington from the field, trailed by a gaudy entourage of 100 matched horses, 50 attendants, 25 baggage wagons, and eventually three princes from France's House of Orléans who joined his staff. But McClellan, who believed God had selected him to save the Union, lacked Napoleon's will to fight. Fall 1861 dragged into early spring 1862, and the timid commanding general, whose confidence when he led the Ohio Department had disappeared, continued to train and parade his troops, making enemies of powerful cabinet officers like Seward and Stanton, who grew weary of his excuses for not moving.